Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Nyaya, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Moola, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Now, this is the beauty. Through just one word, you just change the whole idea. Vanatva avachinna yatkinchit vana. Vanatva avachedaka sakala vana. This avachinna and avacheda, they just change the idea of the whole mean, the word, this idea, whatever meaning you want to present, it changes it. So, by this, they try to manipulate people. Okay, now I keep this book here. Is this book on the table? What you will say? Say, yes, you just kept, the book is on the table. Yes, the book is on the table. You will say, no, the book is not on the table. Nayaka will say, no, the book is not on the table. How? The book is there on the table with this sambandha, this relationship, but the book is not on the table with this relationship. They will say sambandha. We will see sambandha later. Six types of sambandha relationship. So, the book is there in, the book is not there samavaya, in samavaya, samavayena. Samavaya is a relationship which cannot be separated. So, samavayena nasti. We'll prove it. It's not on the table in samavaya lakshana sambandha. No, I said book is on the table, that's all. You have to say in what relationship it is. So, these are all some technical words he will use, not he, we. The opponent will use, the Nayayikans will use, and this is what even the Vedantins will also use. The Vedantins use the same language of this avachana avacheda, etc. This navya nyaya, it's a term for this kind of language. Navya nyaya. And the text, Vedanta text using navya nyaya is called navya Vedanta. All your Bharatprasthantraya, it's all based on this navya nyaya language. Therefore, they are called navya Vedanta. So, to point out to a precise simple thing, you have to use so many, if you use so many words, it just makes it so precise. There is no doubt about what you want to present. So, to remove this, see, what happens normally, when we say something, tomorrow, they'll say, oh, you said the other day something like this. No, you misunderstood me. I didn't mean that. He'll just change. He'll use the same words and explain the same words in a different angle. He said, no, I just said this. This words mean this. This word means this. So, this whole word means this. Whatever idea you had, it's all removed, destroyed. So, to not give in to this kind of problem, he just makes it specific. This is what I mean and this is what you have to understand. You cannot say, no, I didn't understand your word. You cannot say. Because whatever he means, he just picks up words, presents it in such a way, there is no error in understanding. So, Bidhai. So, that is the speciality of this language, this Shastra. Nidhaya hruti vishpesham guru vidhaya guru vandanam balanam sukabhodhaya kriyate tarka sangraha. Mangalacharana nidhaya hruti vishpesham. So mangalacharana, one is writing a mangalacharana for what purpose? Mangalam acharati. For what purpose does one write mangalacharana? For the idea that this text, whatever I am planning to start, it should end without any trouble. and people should receive it. Why one writes Mangalacharana? This is the tradition, Shishtachara, that is one answer possible. Second is, for this text to finish properly, true, because you start writing something, it stops in between, because the Mangalacharana is not proper. Third is, for it to spread, people to hear, oh, yeah, I know, Takasangra, yes, it's a text, I know, like that. For it to gain name, for the text to gain, become famous. So, this is the idea. And Mangalacharana normally can be of three types. One, you can do Mangalacharana on the Tattva, on that Paramatma. You can do Mangalacharana on the Ishvara, your Ishta Devata, the deity you like. Or you can write a Mangalacharana on your Guru. So, these are the three types of Mangalacharana possible. And always, when you do this salutation, Mangalacharana means salutation sloka. When you do this kind of salutation sloka, it is always written on someone who is greater than you. You will not write a Mangalacharana to salute someone who is lower. So, it is always someone who is greater. And Mangalacharana normally contains all the four prerequisites, to enter into the text. We saw prerequisites for a mumukshu. Here, prerequisites for the Anubandha Chatushtaya, here also. There we saw Sadhana Chatushtaya. This is Anubandha Chatushtaya. Four prerequisites bound with any text. The Mangalacharana contains it in it. Normally they do Mangalacharana imbibing all the four prerequisites. We'll see all the four prerequisites. One is the Vishescha, Adhikaricha, Sambandhascha, Prayojanam. These are the four prerequisites. Vishaya, what is the subject matter you are planning to teach? Sambandha, Adhikari, who is the Adhikari? Am I eligible person to study this? If not, why should I study? Sambandha, what is the relationship between me and the text? The text and the subject matter. Like this. Subject matter and me. It can be in three ways. And the Prayojana, what will I gain after studying this text? Because Prayojana Mandishya Mandopi Naparvartate. Without having the idea of a result, no idiot will enter any text. I am eligible. I know I am eligible for everything. I can study any star. I have enough intelligence. People will be arrogant, they will say. They are adhikaris. The relationship also is there between the text and him. And the Vishaya, subject matter, is also something very interesting. But there is no result. There is no use for me in this. Even after studying that, I don't have any use for that. So, if I don't have any use for the text, the knowledge given in the text, why will I study that? There is no use, no study. So, you have to decide all this before entering the text. Okay, this is useful for me. Once understanding that, you will enter the text. Nidhaya hrudi vishvesham. This is an anvaya. Anvaya means, you understand each word in the same order or in a different order. You rephrase the shloka and understand. There are two ways to anvaya means, to understand a word, you relate one word with another. To understand a sentence, you relate one word with another word. So, this can be in two types. Dandanvaya, they say. Dandanvaya means, you just understand word by word and then make the sentence and understand the meaning of that sentence. This is Dandanvaya. The other is Khandanvaya. You understand words, relate each with rephrase it and then relate it and understand. Now we'll see directly. Dandanvaya. Directly. Nidhaya hrudi vishvesham. Nidhaya. Placing. Hrudi. In the heart. Vishvesham. Vishveshvaram. Vishvaisham. The Lord of the world. Vidhaya guru vandanam. Vidhaya. After doing guru vandanam. Prostrating. Saluting the guru. Balanam sukha bodhaya. Balanam. For the kids. Sukha bodhaya. Sukha. Peacefully. Happily. Bodhaya. Understand. For the kids to understand easily. Kriyate tarka sangraha. Kriyate. I do. Tarka sangraha. This text called tarka sangraha. This is the meaning of the Mangalacharana. After placing the Ishvara in my heart and saluting the Guru, I write this text called Tarka Sangraha for the kids to understand. Now, who are the kids? 35, 40, with all their extra. We are kids. So, now we have to understand what he means by these words. Now, I said, Vishaya Adhikari Sambandha Prayojana. We have to understand the Vishaya. What is the Vishaya here? Tarka Sangraha. Tarkanam Sangraha. Tarka Sangraha. The idea of logic. After grouping, after selecting the points which are needed to make this text, when you grasp that, that is Tarka Sangraha. Collection. Sangraha means collection. Collection of tarka, the knowledge, idea, dravya, etc. Idea of nyaya. That is tarka sangraha. So that is what the vishaya is, subject matter is. Okay, fine. Very good vishaya. So subject matter is very good. Am I eligible for that? He says, yes. Balanam. Balanam. You are eligible. Because for the kids. Oh, now I am not kid. In no way I am kid. Balanam, he said. Who is the eligible person? For the kid, he says. So, to understand each word, this is what is important. The logic is important here. Balanam means here, we don't mean the kid who is drinking the milk from his or her mother's bosom. It's not that kid. The kid here means he might have studied all the other shastras, but he has not studied Nyaya Shastra. He is the kid. Adhita Kavya Koshaha Anadhita Nyaya Shastra. He might have studied Kavya Kosha, literature, etc., language, literature, all that, but he has not studied Nyaya Shastra. He is the kid we mean. Have you studied Nyaya Shastra? No, sir. Then you are eligible. Okay. Now, what is the sambandha? Pratipadaka sambandha. Pratipadaka, the idea which is going to be taught here, and the subject matter, that is the pratipadya, Nyaya Shastra. And what is the prayojana? Sukha bodhaya, anayasena bodhaya, without any effort to simply easily understand the tarka sangraha. That is the prayojana here. I am eligible. Therefore, before entering, my eligibility is cleared. Okay. So, Annambhatta has written this text called tarka sangraha, and we are going to deal with the Moola only now, for now at least. So, I said for any Sangraha means Sankshepena Uddesha Lakshana Pariksha. Uddesha Lakshana Pariksha. in which text it is written, all these are handled in a brief way, is called a sangraha. Uddesha, the idea, what you want to, what you plan to explain. Lakshana, the definitions, whatever you plan. Navamartha Sankirtana is Uddesha, just saying name, just saying something, thought over. Uddesha, that is what are you planning to say, explain, say, pot. What is pot? What is pot? So, that is Uddesha, just saying the name. And Lakshana, second stage is Lakshana, defining what pot is. Third stage is, whether the definition is proper or not, examining the definition, that is Pariksha, that is where we come into those three doshas. We check the Lakshana definition to remove the three doshas. If there is a dosha, you add some word or you subtract some word from it or change this definition to fit the Uddesha, the defined, the plan, the idea which you have to define, whichever object. So, to define that object, you have to have a definition, and the definition should be proper. For that, you have to do pariksha, examine. So, when somebody didn't understand this pariksha, pariksha means there are three doshas, avyapti, ativyapti, asambhava. It should not contain these three doshas. Avyapti. Okay, you are planning to define a cow. What is a cow? Cow that has hanging, the chin will be hanging there for it. There is a mamsa pinda. There is this flesh which is hanging in its neck, one, and which is having a hoof, ekashvatva, etc. So it has this hoof. Now you define cow. What is cow? Cow. Cow is that which is black in color. Cow, buffalo or cow, you say black in color. Cow is black in color also, or brown in color also, but it can be on different color also. So your definition is not proper. It does not cover the lot, cow lot. Therefore, your definition is having this defect called avyapti. You plan to define all the cows. Now you just define one section of the cow. It is avyapti. Second dosha is, you plan to define cow, but it defines other things also. Like, what is cow? Cow is that which has four legs and one tail. You plan to define cow, it also takes in goat. Even dog. Dog also comes in this definition, under this definition. Therefore, there is this dosha avyapti. Now, I ask you, what is cow? You say, cow is that which has two legs and one beak. You plan to define cow, but the definition does not fit the Lakshana cow. Like, when you have a similarity, if you understand it with some similarity, like with example, like in a cricket, if you throw a ball, before it reaches the batsman, then it is called avyapti. In football, you plan to kick the ball on the goal post, but it doesn't go anywhere. You are given a free kick, penalty kick, to kick the ball on the goal. But you just kick and it just rotates in front of you. It doesn't move anywhere. It is avyapti. Second, ativyapti. You throw the ball in cricket, it goes above the head of the player. Full toss. Or in football, you kick the ball, it goes close to the post, but it goes above the post. It is ativyapti. It just goes beyond it. Now, The third is asambhava. You plan to bowl the ball in front of the player who is standing in front, but the ball goes somewhere in the side. Or when you plan to kick the ball in the football to the goal post, but the ball is kicked somewhere behind. It goes somewhere behind, just in the opposite direction. This is asambhava dosha. So a definition should not have these three doshas. So we will define everything, we will categorize first. So the moksha here is categorization of when you see something, you need to be able to categorize it. What category it will come into? If you are able to categorize it immediately, then you will not be having any fear. And if you don't have any fear, it will not trouble you. There is no dukkha there. So this is the realization in Nyaya Shastra, in Indian logic, Tarka Shastra. Because any unknown object will generate fear. When you know the object, if you are able to categorize it, there is no fear. So there is no dukkha. That is the moksha. So first we need to categorize. You need to understand the categories, and then you need to make the object fall into one of these categories. If you want to realize, this is the only way. This logic is also kept alive by the Vedantins. People either enter logic to study Vedanta, they study Vedanta to understand logic, both ways. Some people are stuck with this logic because logic is so beautiful, they'll be stuck with these words. They'll not be interested in Vedanta also. There are some people like that also. It's possible. So this is what we are going to see. We are going to see the category. We are able to categorize the jagat. We'll see whether we get moksha through this or what. ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ओम शांति शांति शांति।